Accession number 30655, Mr. Clive Sutton, Reel 3. Now, tell us a bit about, you know, you'd had your hair cut. What about the accommodation they put you in? What was it, a hut or a barrack, or what was
it? Yeah, it's what we called, and I think it's an American-type barrack, and it's called Spiders.
Oh, they're huts, generally, aren't they?
They're huts, yeah. And with, as far as I remember, six barracks going off from a central corridor with ablutions and toilets and heating at one end. But yeah, good.
And what was your actual, you know, your hut like? The root, you know, you, the bit you were in, what was it like? How was it laid out?
It's just a line of beds down each side, a place to put your rifle, a wardrobe, polished floor, I think. I can't remember as it being a big thing, you know. I mean, I've seen films where they have to, but I can't remember that the floor was something that we had to polish too much. But as far as I can remember, it's November, we only had one fire in there, one stove with coke, and it used to get cold sometimes, and we used to go and steal coke from the coke yard. It was. Can I carry on a bit?
Well, can I ask you about your daily routine? Because we tend to spin things off that. A lot of things come up. What time would you get up in the morning, approximately? I mean, I know it's 50 years ago. You weren't on the rig, exactly.
Well, probably about 6, I would think.
And what was the morning routine? You know, how did you get the day started?
It was really rush, rush, rush. There was, you didn't have any time. When we started, we had a corporal right. And Corporal Wright had just re-signed up. He'd just come back, and he was super. A fine soldier. He was smart. He was quite tough in his way. You could not do a thing, but he would tell you everything. You know, paybook, whatever. And he wasn't a bully or anything like that.
Did he shout and swear, or...?
No, he shouted at us, yeah, because he took us out, you know, for drill. But it was different for me because I was good at drill. They made me right marker straight away.
I'll come to that. Yeah. Now, so the morning, you're lots of rushing about, so what would you do?
Get up, make our beds, bed blocks, you know, not make your bed with a bed block.
Would that be for a morning inspection? I mean, would you actually have inspections?
Yeah, but... the inspections initially, I think, would be with a drill sergeant.
I'll come back to inspect. We'll do that at the end of the day. So you get up, and then would it be breakfast, or would you do training before breakfast?
Breakfast first.
Now, what was we'll do all the meals together. What was army food like, as far as you were concerned? You'd been to, you know, what did you
Good.
Think of it?
Good. Yeah.
In what way?
If I can tell you, the first meal I had was the worst I had in the army.
Well, tell me about the first one then.
Well, when we got, I'd get my hair cut. And we collected kit and from the quartermaster, and it was chaos in the barrack room. We'd given a cot and laid our mattress on it and all the rest of it. And now it was getting on. There was already people polishing their boots. I don't know why. Anyway, I said to the corporal who was taking us around, it wasn't Corporal Wright, I don't think. I said, you know, do we get any food tonight? I said, because I think being in the Army Cadets, I knew how to talk to senior NCOs and that. You know, I wasn't, and I said to him, you know, we've been here since 5 o'clock. I haven't eaten since breakfast. So you've not eaten, he said. Right, he said, come with me, four of us. And he marched us over to the cookhouse, went behind the scenes, said to them, you know, get something for these lads. And when it came back, we went and collected it when it was ready. And it was a plate of potatoes with fish, something like kippers, all broken up in it, with all bones sticking out everywhere. And we pecked at it. And one of the other chaps, well, I didn't know who he was, he said, if this is what the food in the army is going to be like for 2 years, he said, I don't think I'll make it. And that was the worst food I had, and army food by and large I found was very good, but I was lucky because I went to Korea where the food was good.
Now, so when you I missed kitting out, that's my fault. What did you get kitted out with?
Well, everything. We had pajama, uniforms, khaki uniform, fatigues, underclothes, socks, boots, two pairs of boots. I said pajamas, didn't I? Because I was surprised at that. Singlets and shorts were running. I'm not sure about plimsolls. It must have been plimsolls as well.
Now, so after breakfast, get back to our day. What would the trail? Let's take drill. You, how did you? I mean, you'd done drill. How useful was that to you? And how different was the drill in the real army from the army cadet force?
Well, because I'd been trained by a drill sergeant who was in the army, it was no different, except he was probably as strict as. No, they were much the same. Most of the guys hadn't done any drill at all, and I don't think they seemed to pick it up quite quickly. I think, but I stood out straight away, so I was made right marker.
And now, what does that mean? Why is that important?
Well, a right marker. If there's a squad of three ranks, and you're marching, almost if you're marching anywhere, the man on the right corner, he keeps everyone in line, because he has to fix his eye on a point and march straight, because if he doesn't, everybody will go out. So first of all, you've got to march straight. You've got to march well. You've got to know how to do your drill, things like that. And there's a lot about this when I was in training, because I was runner-up to best recruit. It was between the
We'll come to that, don't you worry. So your ACF experience had been very useful.
Yeah. But by and large, they did bully you. But I never knew any. I mean, nowadays, apparently, they strike recruits. And like, I never, ever saw anything like that. They were excellent. I mean,
I'll come back to them. Now, so what other things would you do in the morning, you know, or training sessions during the day?
Well, you would do at least one drill session. And then you would probably do weapon. Well, you'd have how to clean your rifle for a start. How to do it, in which you had to do, you know, obviously regularly. You do weapons. You do rifle drill. And
actually shooting the rifle, as opposed to just drilling with it.
No. First of all, we just drilled. Later on, we went on to the. A cold, awful heath, and I disgraced myself there. But so that was a bit later on. We did shooting, and I was so sure. Do you want me to go to that?
Yeah.
I was so sure of myself, you know, because I'd fired. Do you know? I can't remember if I'd fired Bren or not. I'm a bit hazy.
Don't worry.
But I'd. You know, kind of shot, fired rifles many times, and it was cold. It was a miserable day, and we had to. Oh, I'd also worked in the butts before, you know, so I knew a lot about range work. Anyway, we got in long lines, and we had to lay down and fire 10 shots probably. Just fire them. And when somebody had finished firing, you followed up, and he's supposed to leave his rear sight at the range that you were firing at. When I got down, and I was really having a job, and you had a lance corporal or a corporal laying beside you, a skilled man. And suddenly he said, "You fall, your sights are down." And there's a little battle sight. And I was firing it. And I was getting not bad shots with the battle sight, which is really for close range. And I put the sight up, and I think I was middle for all the rest of them, you know, or near. But that was about the last four shots. But it was his job to have seen that. So I had a terrible score because... You know, I was firing through battle sights instead of the proper range. And then I went on to rapid fire, where they put a disc up and drop it down. And I hit everyone. And I was clever there, because I went to I was watching rifle to see good results, because there's a lot of standing around, you know, you spend a bit of time loading clips and things like that. But, and I saw one that was consistently good, and I got on that line, and I fired from there, and I hit every one. Then we did the Bren in the afternoon, and it was snowing by this time. That's exactly what a rotten day it was. And it jammed. It jammed twice. And I had to fire two magazines off. And I had two stoppages. And at the end, he just said, let them all go. Because, you know, with a Bren, you just kind of, you're touching, you know, three or four shots at a time, you know, for accuracy. But at the end, I just had to just let the whole lot go before the... So I had terrible scores. Well, I just wasn't one of the good ones. I don't know what the score was. And I was really upset about that, because I thought I was going to do so well. But there we are.
What other weapons do you enjoy? You would get bayonet training now, wouldn't you?
No.
Still not?
I don't ever remember doing it.
Hand grenades?
No.
So it's just Bren and rifle. Sten?
We had Stens, you know, we used to use as weapons to carry, but I never fired one.
So you did no training on them. So it's just the Bren and the rifle, as far as you remember.
Well, we were Remi, you see. They didn't, you know, basic stuff for us, really.
Now, any other training sessions you might have during the day? This is during basic training with number 5 training battalion.
Yeah, okay. We used to have PT. PT every morning.
Now, that's what was the PT like, and how tough did you find it?
Hard. Bearing in mind it was winter, and we used to wear boots, shorts, a singlet, an overcoat, a plimsoll under our arm, and we'd always, if it was PT, you'd always double march there. So look right. All hairy legs, you know, look ridiculous. It didn't matter because we were on a camp. And once you got in there, you had to kind of really get moving, you know, and the PTIs, they didn't hang around. And if you did anything wrong, you know, I did something wrong. I was a bit late getting in one day, and they said, report to your squad sergeant or whatever it was. And we're running around the rest of the time, and I thought, and I quietly forgot what you told me. Nobody ever said anything.
And what different things were you doing in PT? What sort of exercises? Was there an assault course or lots of running, or was it? Was it gym based? You know.
I can't remember. You know. I know it was hard, but I never did an assault course. I'm not sure if I did an assault course in the cadets, actually. I might have done, I can't remember.
Now, did you do any training as a vehicle mechanic at this point, or does that come? No. So what else with your basic? Any other sessions for your basic training?
Yeah, we had map reading.
How do they teach you map reading? I sort of glided past it the last time, but is it taken seriously, or is it just a fairly low level?
Low level, yeah.
So anything else?
We had a competition.
Now, tell me about that.
There was a squad competition, and a personal competition as well.
Now, do these? I know you did well because you came second in the.
Yeah.
Was this competitive approach effective as far as you and the rest of the lads were concerned? Did it work? Because it's there to improve standards, isn't it? That's why they do it.
Yeah.
What do you think of that approach?
If I can say something about this Corporal Wright, because he only stayed with us for 2 weeks, and then we you know, this is the type of chap he was. He was in married quarters there, and he'd come along in the evening, and he'd bring a couple of Brens. He'd say, you know, lads, you can have a competition later on, you know, get a bit of practice, you know, we'd already done it. So we'd all kind of lay down in the evening and do it. People were keen. You know, they didn't want to be in the army, but they wanted to do it well. But he'd come down in the evening, and he'd throw somebody's his belt, his gaiters to somebody else, clean those lads, and nobody minded doing it, you know. And you know, some of the others were a bit mean. We had one lance corporal.
Hang on, I want to keep you to the competitive yeah. thing first. We'll come back to the NCOs, you see.
Yeah.
How did the competitive approach work, is what we're at?
Well, everybody, we would help one another if somebody was kind of backward in doing their actual uniform and things like this. And, I mean, so as a unit, we did work together like that. But I can give you a little anecdote for weapons. Every Monday afternoon, we used to have a weapon inspection, rifle inspection. And it was always after lunch, and the officer would come along. Now, I was put on fatigues in the morning, so my rifle wasn't cleaned. A friend of mine hadn't cleaned his. No, I had cleaned mine. No, that's right, I'd cleaned mine, but the chap next to me had pharyngitis, had gone into hospital. A few people got that. And he came along, and he hadn't cleaned his, but he knew I'd cleaned mine, and he knew I wasn't there. So he picked up my rifle and took it on parade. Only he didn't. He took the chap next to mine, who hadn't cleaned his rifle because he was in hospital. And when he got on, the parade ground, he really kind of feet didn't touch the floor, and he got jankers for it, you know. But there we are. Anyway, but
it's See, a long. You did well. You came second. Was that in your squad or across the whole intake?
No, this is a company, the whole A company. What we did, we had a squad. I must try and recall what it was. We had all the every kind of item we were doing, like Bren rifle drill, rifle was assessed by the officers. And the squad I was on had me as right marker, so that kind of pushed me forward a bit as well. And certain ones were selected for to go through for best recruit. I think it was about, I can't remember how many squads, probably about eight, I think. And two or three from each squad went through, and then they went down to less, you know. And then we had a drill. It's funny because we had a drill by one of the other drill sergeants, and he had taught his people different to ours. Not the drill was the same, but the different things he'd taught them, and he brought all those in. So all his squads were all doing, you know, I can't remember what they were, but you know, things that are a little bit more advanced. And so what do? You're not. So I just stood there. You know, I just didn't do the arms drill with it. And it didn't seem to affect me at all. You know, because I got through, and there was two of us. And you actually went in front of a board of officers there, and they asked you questions. So it was an interview, a bit like this. But, you know, they ask you basic questions about army service. You know, if you see an officer in civilian clothes, do you salute him? And things like this, you know. I think there was a few questions, I believe, on map reading. I can't remember the questions, but the other chap, I don't know how many went in front of the board, but the other chap won and I came second. Yeah. I've got the medal upstairs, I found it this morning.
How did you get on with the other lads? You know, because, you know, there's, were they from the same sort of background as yourself, or were there big differences, or was there's no bullying from what you're telling me, but I mean, no. How do you know?
This is very interesting. When I first went in, I was in a billet, and I was probably the least qualified. There was graduates, higher nationals of science and things like that. They were really high standard, older than the rest of us, well, older than me, because I was about 19 and a half, I think. And they had gone through, you know, university, but after a while they went away to Officer selection to see if they were up to it, you know. And in the past, first and runner-up best recruit were sent away for officer selection as well, but they didn't do it when I was here. So perhaps they never did. But
now, what about, as I was asking, the actual recruits, how did you get on with them?
Smashing. Very. You've got to remember, Reamy recruits are a higher standard. They really are. And we didn't get, there was a few roughnecks, but not many. And
so no bullying and nothing untoward?
No, nothing.
Do you make any friends, or was it more just acquaintances at that stage?
No, I think I made friends even then. But you do split up, you see. This is part of the problem. There was one thing that came on. There was one chap was very religious and used to kneel by his bed to pray every night. And people would make a little kind of joke about it amongst themselves. Nobody ever said anything to him, you know. And there was another guy, a Scottish guy, Moriarty his name was, and he came in so drunk one night. And I put him to bed. And me and another chap, I think, you know, nobody would kind of go near him, you know, which, and I didn't like him either, but there he is. But no, the guys were really good.
Now, what about the instructors? You mentioned one, Corporal Wright, but what about the others? You said they weren't quite as good, but how did you get on with them?
Yeah, well, a drill sergeant, we had a drill sergeant then, who was actually younger than Corporal Wright, and he was young for a drill sergeant, but he was good, but not as good as the other one. A bit more bumptious and not as kind of canny, really, and but he was okay. He wasn't a kind of, you know, I mean, that they all shout at you and they swear at you, I'll tear your arms out and, you know, all things like that. And you soon learn to just kind of stay in the end, because everyone makes mistakes, you know. Anyway, but we had one stupid little corporal, a lance corporal, and I think he would just be made up or something. And he tried to bully everyone. He didn't try to bully. If we went to PT, we'd come back after PT, and you'd got just about a few. You'd got a few minutes to get back, get changed for the next session, and get down to the naffy and get a packet of cigarettes or cheese roll or something, you know. And this guy used to double marches forward. About turn, double march, not quite as far. So to do 300 yards, you know, it'd take you. And then you got there, you just had time to get your clothes on for the next thing. So, but some of the lads kind of, they didn't threaten him, but they kind of more or less let him know that it was out of line, and he stopped doing it, you know. But
do you see much of your officers? Were they important at this stage, or...? So it's the recruit, the instructors, the NCOs.
When I'm in the Reamy, I hardly saw officers.
So right through, we'll come back to that. Now, what about, so your day's finished, you know, what about what they call the bull end of things? What I mean is preparing your uniform, your boots, your webbing, your blancoing, you're getting your...
You do some of that during the day. There's sometimes be a period where... a bit blank, and they'd say, go and polish your boots, you know.
Now tell me, how the boots is the favourite. How did you polish your boots? Because it's not like polishing a pair of shoes now, no. Is it?
No, the secret is to, I've got to try and remember this, it all depends what kind of boots you got, but usually the toe is fairly smooth, and some people used to use a hot spoon with the polish, but I got a feeling we started to do that with the back of a spoon. You kind of heat it up over a candle or something. I can't remember how now, and you kind of smooth it a bit. But once you got it fairly smooth, spit and polish.
Now that was to get the pimples off, because I think the leather issued had pimple.
Some did, some didn't. Yeah, Some people have brown boots, which are officers' boots, and they were beautiful.
Now, tell us about the spit and polish, because people don't know now.
No. Well, it's really simple, and I still do it with my shoes occasionally, you know, if I want to, I feel like it. You actually put loads of polish on and spit on it and use a cloth and a little tiny rings and spit again, and it works in like a shell over it. And you've got to do it for a long time. And I mean, somebody's best boots, you daren't touch them. You know, they were very rarely worn except for big parades. And anybody who knocked somebody else's best boots, you know, they were in trouble. So, you know, I mean, a lot of work went into them. But the heels as well, you know, toes and heels.
Was that all it was, toes and heels? Not so much, because some places you have to polish the nails, or, you know, everything. So it was reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
What about a blancoing? Because people just don't know what blancoing is now. Can you explain what a blanco is?
Well, you've got, say you've got a pair of gaiters or a belt, say a belt more, you take the belt to pieces because the buckle and there's a slider, and also there's little hooks in the back, so that all has to come to pieces, and then you polish all the brass bits, and then you lay it out, and with blanco, it's a block of blanco, I think, and I seem to remember, and you get it wet, and you put a brush in, and you just brush it in and make sure it's nice and thick and even, you know, there's a skill to it, I think, but I can't remember that much. But you do them every day. Every day you do your boots and gaiters.
What about button polishing?
If you're a regular, you didn't do all the great coats and had a special name they called it.
Stay Bright.
Stay Bright, yeah. But if you're a National Reservesman, you had to polish them.
So would you have a button stick and the old stuff?
Sure, yeah, button stick and bluebell. Was it bluebell or Brasso probably? And in fact, I nearly got put on a charge because I was going on guard duty and I'd polished my badge, but it was a kind of misty, horrible evening. And I was on inspection and the officer said, your badge is dirty, put him on report. And I was going to get put on orders for that. And yet, I'd cleaned it well. Anyway, and... But while I was on duty later on at about 11 o'clock, one of the officers came on. I didn't know he was an officer, but they used to wear flat caps and blazers in those days. And his clothes, I knew he was. So I saluted him and he called out, "Guard Commander, credit this man," or something like that. And so the Guard Commander told me afterwards that they'd kind of put one against the other and forgot about it. Yeah. But that was horrible. Yeah.